Hi, I'm Alison Chapman.
Now, Alison, you're responsible for the welcome that's been organised, more or less, for the riders to Avoca.
The welcome to the riders from Avoca, yeah. Me and a small group of people. But as someone congratulated me this morning and I said to him, it's quite easy, you ask one person to do one thing and it gets done. And so we've probably had about 35 people volunteer just one thing. So it all kind of comes together.
Yeah, it looks like you've got a pretty big event planned then. Mm-hmm. So just run through briefly what you have organised.
Okay, so we've got 10 wineries on board from the local Pyrenees wineries. There's about 20 other food stalls, and we have 3 musicians playing throughout the day.
And you've basically done all this in a little market area that you've set up in the middle of town?
Yeah, so we were lucky to get the Chinese Gardens up and running 2 or 3 years ago, which was a Vic Tourism grant to revitalise country towns. So we were 1 of 5 to receive that grant. It was an arts grant, so they did a Chinese garden. So it's on the river flats, which unfortunately there's no river, no water in the river. But it's a really beautiful area now because of those Chinese gardens. So
so you've obviously really jumped on this opportunity. Some towns do, some towns don't. I mean, in your case, what did you see in this event and what made you think, you know, let's try and get something out of this?
I suppose I've been here 6 years, so I suppose it's an opportunity to show 3,500 people what we have to offer and how good the town can look and how friendly the town is. We do a wine festival, part of the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival. We have that festival a year, we have a Petonk festival a year, we have a Run from the Hills, and another bike ride that they go through the Pyrenees, a 90k bike ride.
But not many events where you just have this number of people here for this amount of time, I suppose, even though it's still a pretty short amount of time.
Yeah, 24 hours, not like that,
So you've really got to get the most out of that time, don't you?
Yeah, you do. It will be interesting. It's a little bit scary.
And most of the town has come on board, have they? I noticed a lot of the op shops are open. I don't know what it's normally like here on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, a lot of the op shops have opened. We have asked for every shop to be open, so it looks like they have. So
I don't know, what sort of preparation do you get from Bicycle Network as well? Because I know they come through and talk to all the towns. What did they? I don't know. I presume you sort of went. Did you do one of the talks?
I think they had two or three meetings that they came through. And just told us, you know, what the amount of people to expect, and they encourage you to do something in town because obviously it gives a bike ride something to do.
I did notice there was a little notice on one of the notice boards asking for old bits of bikes and so on to be donated, and certainly around town you've scattered some.
Yeah, so we got an old barn out the back, so our barn's been full of a bicycle graveyard for the last 5 months. So all those, we took all those wheels off and painted them, and we put them over the bridge. You haven't been to the camp yet?
Not yet, no.
So on your bridge going to the camp, they're all coloured wheels.
I did see the Welcome to Avoca that had been made out of wheels.
Yeah, that's on the pool fence. Yeah. And then there's another sign on the road. And then, like, we've got one up the top of our pub.
Right.
That looks pretty cool. Neighbours have got 3 there. There's some black sculpture ones that we've done down at the pop-up village.